What we are ordered to do is to find the largest portal planet orbiting the Sadeh 138 Collapsar and build a base there, then stay at the base until we are relieved. That will be 2 or 3 years, probably. During that time, we will almost certainly be attacked. As most of you probably know, Strike Force Command has uncovered a pattern in the enemy's movements from Collapsar to Collapsar. They hope eventually to trace this complex pattern back through time and space and find the Tauren's home planet. For the present, they can only send out intercepting forces to hamper the enemy's expansion. In a large perspective, this is what we're ordered to do. We'll be one of several dozen strike forces employed in these blocking maneuvers on the enemy's frontier. I won't be able to stress often enough or hard enough how important this mission is. If UNIF can keep the enemy from expanding, we may be able to envelop him and win the war, preferably before we're all dead meat. One thing I want to be clear. We may be attacked the day we land, or we may simply occupy the planet for 10 years and come on home. Fat chance. Whatever happens, every one of us will stay in the best fighting trim all the time. In transit, we will maintain a regular program of calisthenics as well as a review of our training, especially construction techniques. We have to set up the base and its defense facilities in the shortest possible time. God, I was beginning to sound like an officer. Any questions? There were none. Then I'd like to introduce Commodore Antipol. Commodore? The Commodore didn't try to hide her boredom as she outlined, to this room full of ground pounders, the characteristics and capabilities of Masaryk II. I had learned most of what she was saying through the can's force feeding, but the last thing she said caught my attention. Sadeh 138 will be the most distant Collapsar men have gone to. It isn't even in the galaxy proper, but rather is part of the large Magellanic Cloud, some 150,000 light-years distant. Our voyage will require 4 Collapsar jumps and will last some 4 months, subjective. Maneuvering into Collapsar insertion will put us about 300 years behind Stargate's calendar by the time we reach Sadeh 138. And another 700 years gone, if I live to return. Not that it would make that much difference. Mary Gay was as good as dead, and there wasn't another person alive who meant anything to me.